Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Well, the total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have now risen above 12 lakh mark. It is now at 12,38,635, and that's according to the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. This number includes cases involving foreign nationals, patients who have recovered, and the death toll. Now, as many as 45,720 new COVID-19 cases have been reported in the last 24 hours. This is the sharpest spike that we have seen in a single day. Also, 1,129 deaths have also been reported in the last 24 hours. This is also the single day spike, as well as a sharp spike in the death cases as well. The death toll in the country due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has risen to 29,861, the Union Health Ministry has reported. Also, the reported active COVID-19 cases in the country right now stand at 4,26,167. As many as 7,82,606 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. Now, with over 3,37,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 so far, Maharashtra remains the worst affected state in the country. It is followed by Tamil Nadu, which has a total of 1,86,492 cases, and Delhi comes next, which has a total of 1,26,323 cases of COVID-19. Maharashtra reported its highest single-day spike of 10,576 COVID-19 cases yesterday, which pushed its overall tally to 3.3 lakh, and that's as per the State Health Department. The COVID-19 death toll in West Bengal, however, has mounted to 1,221 as it reported the worst daily spike of 39 fatalities yesterday. As per their state health department, the state also recorded 2,291 new infections, pushing the tally to 49,321. Moving on to Karnataka now, Karnataka has reported a record single day spike of 4,764 new COVID-19 cases and 55 fatalities, taking the total a number of infections to 75,833, and the death toll now stands at above 1,500. The Indian Council of Medical Research has said that 1,50,75,000 samples have been tested for COVID-19 in the country till yesterday, and of these 3,50,823 cases were tested just yesterday. Now, Delhi Health Minister Satendra Jain yesterday has warned of strict action that will be taken if it is found that monetary transaction is being done during the process of plasma donation for any COVID-19 patient. Moving on to the field of education now, conducting exams in universities in multiple choice questions format in view of COVID-19 pandemic is not a feasible alternative, as it cannot test students' analytical skills, and students pursuing subjects like literature will be at a disadvantage, and this is what academicians have pointed out. The concerns by academicians come against the backdrop of Delhi High Court asking the University Grants Commission to clarify final year exams of universities to be conducted based on MCQs, open choice, as well as assignments and presentations instead of the long format exams. The UGC officials, however, maintained that over 6,000 universities in the country have already conducted exams for the final year students or are planning to conduct them. Moving on, the lessons for school students in Tamil Nadu are now to be televised from August 1st through 14 channels, and that's what the State Education Minister K.A. Senyothiam said. Now, a decision on the syllabus and reopening of schools would also be decided by an 18-member expert committee, the minister pointed out. A total of 52 lakh students have been given laptops free of cost. He also added by saying that Chief Minister K. Palaniswamy has already inaugurated the televised classes. Now, according to the study published in the journal Nature Biotechnology, a rapid test to detect neutralizing antibodies capable of blocking the novel coronavirus SARS-CoV-2 is urgently needed to facilitate monitoring of infection rates as well as to determine vaccine efficacy during the clinical trials. Scientists have now developed a rapid test to detect antibodies in COVID-19 patients that specifically block this coronavirus, novel coronavirus, and advance that in advance that may actually lead to faster methods for estimating the population level infection rate of the disease as well. Well, with that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. Total confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the world stand at 1.5 crore, according to a Reuters tracker. This figure includes COVID-19 patients who have recovered, and the overall global death toll, which stands at 6.1 lakh. With over 39.6 lakh reported cases till date, the United States of America is the worst affected country in the world. The US is followed by Brazil, India, Russia, and South Africa. Now, US deaths from the novel coronavirus have risen by more than 1,000 for a second day in a row, now including a record one-day rise in fatalities in Alabama, Nevada, and Texas, according to a Reuters tally. Moving on, Brazil's health ministry has reported a record 67,860 confirmed COVID-19 cases over the last 24 hours. The previous record for one day was 54,771, set on June 19th. The WHO officials have actually said that do not expect first COVID-19 vaccines until early 2021. Researchers are making good progress in developing vaccines against COVID-19, with a handful in the late stage trials, but their first use cannot be expected until early 2021. And that's what a World Health Organization expert has said yesterday. WHO's head of emergencies program, Mike Ryan, said that the authority is working to ensure fair vaccine distribution. But in the meantime, it is key to suppress the novel coronavirus spread. Moving on, South Korea has actually plunged into recession in the second quarter, in the worst economic decline for more than two decades, as coronavirus pandemic battered exports and also social distancing curbs paralyzed factories. The country joins Japan, Thailand, and Singapore in technical recession, defined as two straight quarters of decline as pandemic slams Asia's trade-reliant economies. Moving on, Australia's response to the coronavirus pandemic tipped the government's budget $61 billion into the red in the last fiscal year and will create a $131 billion more debt in the current year, which would be the nation's biggest deficit since World War II. And this is what the Treasury figures show. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has revealed that Australia's crumbling economic outlook based on increased government spending to stimulate the economy and declining tax revenue. And this is as per the inputs from AP. Moving on, a coronavirus vaccine candidate developed by China National Pharmaceutical Group Sinopharm could be ready for public use by the end of this year. State media has reported on Wednesday. That's ahead of the previous expectation it may become available only by 2021. Sinopharm chairman Liu Xinzhen has told state broadcaster CCTV that the company expects to finish late-stage human testing within about 3 months from now. Well, with that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.